Original, ideal, creativity. Original, ideal, creativity. How many of us ever express original, ideal, creativity? We're doing things all the time. We're doing things that are making us happy, doing things that are going along with whatever is in the world. We're just being ordinary, ordinary, ordinary. Now, who wants to be ordinary, ordinary, ordinary? Who wants to be ideal, original, creativity, and really work on that original creativity from the divine within us? Now, we can all think thoughts that other people think, and we do. We live in a world where we are duplicates, sort of clones of what other people are. But do we want to be in a world where we are sparkling with creativity from within ourselves? We're sparkling with ideas that have, so to speak, never been thought before? Well, truly, every thought that ever exists has been thought before. It has been thought before and been wondered before and been delighted in before and just existed before. But it has never existed in your mind or in my mind. It has never existed in our creative imagination. And our creative imagination is absolutely a unique expression of anything, totally different than anybody else has thought about it. Perhaps there are similarities. Perhaps as a number of people think of the light bulb, they dream of it and they patent it and they create it. But every one of them has gone through different machinations of developing the light bulb in their consciousness. They have brought forth all sorts of different ideas of how the light bulb could be and how it could be expressed and how it should be expressed and the various ways that it could be done and the various ways that it could not be done. But yet, just because a scientist came up with an idea that he set aside because another idea became more interesting to him, did not mean that original thought, that original idea that he had, was not extremely brilliant, extremely wonderful, extremely magical. There are many people, let's just take the Dick Tracy watch way back in the 30s. The Dick Tracy watch was a cartoon, and this detective wore this watch on his wrist, and he was able to communicate with headquarters with the watch. He was able to see people on it with it. He was able to almost like see motion pictures on it, although they didn't really develop that too much in that time. And they could do all those things. Now, why didn't he carry it forth? Why did he wait until the 21st century for the 20th century concept to come out? Why did he wait so long? He waited so long because it was not something that people thought could be. Ho, 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 ho. Dick Tracy watch. Ho, 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 ho. How strange. How unusual. How unusual indeed. And today, not only Apple, but many other companies are coming out with a wristwatch that has everything on it, just like we said the other day. And now, why didn't that wristwatch come out sooner? Or why are all these different ideas coming up with the wristwatch that people have on how to have a computer on a wristwatch and have a TV screen on a wristwatch and how you could watch a movie on a wristwatch and how you can call people on a wristwatch and have their faces appear right before you? Now, that's wonderful. And we think the Apple Watch is fantastic. Haven't begun to learn how to use it with all of the various possibilities, all of the various apps that are on it. But that's only the beginning. That's only the beginning. They have showed that people can do that. And because they have shown that people can do that, what are they doing? They're doing it different and more creatively. Now, Why do we have to have the same thing? We don't have to have the same thing. If we can let our creative imagination go to our original creation, our first thought, our original creative imagination, our first thought, if we could dwell upon that and stay upon that first thought and watch it come forth, we might develop the watch more rapidly. We might come up with other things more rapidly. Beautiful concepts and beautiful inventions, beautiful creative ideas are coming out, and people are using them and delighting in them and thinking to themselves, how wonderful that is. And indeed, how wonderful that is. Are you ready to be part of that team? Are you ready to be part of that organization? Are you ready to be those entrepreneurs who go out and do those things, who creatively bring them forth and bring them forth in a wonderful, dynamic, magical way? Yes, you can. Truly, you can. Now, the only thing is, do you want to? Do you want to bring these things forth? Do you want to be that original creative force? Do you want to be the dynamic thinker who comes forth with these ideas? Do you want to? You can. And it's a matter of, do you want to? And if you want to, then magical things happen for you. If you want to, tremendously beautiful things happen for you. But it's all up to you of whether you want to do it, whether you want to have it in your life. Do you want to live in your life taking the first idea you have and then meditating on that first idea, letting all of the possibilities of that first idea be revealed to you in that magical, wonderful way? Do you want to be the Dick Tracy watch revealed at the moment of conception? We'd like that very much. We'd all like that very much. We'd like to do that because that would be such a remarkable thing, such an ideal thing, such a wonderful thing. And it is something that we can all do. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to let your first idea be revealed? When an idea comes to you, say, I know that I know that I know. And you will know all about that idea. You will know all about how to use it. You'll know all about how to reveal it and how to bring it forth. Oh, there are people being touted as coming up with another type of watch, with another type of a wristwatch that does beautiful things, and it does other things than the one that the Apple Watch has come up. And what is this going to be? What are they going to do? How are they going to handle it? Who knows? Who cares? They are imaginatively, creatively using their original idea, and they're bringing it forth, and they're bringing it forth so wonderfully and so happily and so fulfillingly. And you can do that too. We do it often, more often than we realize. But we sometimes think, well, I don't have the ability to do the marketing of it. I don't have the ability to put the money for research and study of it. I haven't got the ability to do that. I haven't got the interest to do that. And most of the time, there is where it is. We don't have the interest because we see the idea, we get the idea, and we think how wonderful that is, and we, fantastic, and then we drop it and go on to something else, and go on to something else. But those people who are stable, those people who stand firm and work with whatever they're working with, they're the ones who achieve the greatest goals in life. Their original creative ideas are brought forth wonderfully, beautifully, fantastically. And it's up to you. Your original ideal creativity is there at all times. And it's just a matter of, do you want to express it? Do you want to live it? Do you want to enjoy it? If you do, just learn to meditate. Learn to think about it. learn to realize your first thought is right there waiting to come forth, waiting to blossom forth in your life and be something absolutely amazing and wonderful in your world. Yes, it is true, and it is done. Are you ready? Are you ready for that? If you are, then it's ready for you, and you can agree that you are the one who's ready to do it. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.